For KSMU, I'm Mike Smith, and next, as our Sense of Community series continues to celebrate the centennial year of the National Park Service, we travel a little over 140 miles east of Springfield to Van Buren, Missouri, where the headquarters of the Ozark National Scenic Riverways is located. ONSR was created by an act of Congress in 1964 to protect and preserve the Current and Jack's Fork rivers.
The rivers themselves that are part of Ozark National Scenic Riverways comprise 134 miles. And then that translates out into the land ownership along those rivers, about 81,000 acres, roughly.
That's Ozark National Scenic Riverways National Park Superintendent Larry Johnson, who says the mission statement of the National Park Service essentially is...
to preserve the resources for future generations. That's quoted in the Organic Act of 1916. That was our agency's establishment in 1916, which leads us now to the centennial year in 2016. But to paraphrase, the way I view it is we try to ensure that your grandkids and their grandkids can come back here and find it pretty much the same way you do today.
According to the National Park Service, the Ozark National Scenic Riverways, Current and Jack's Fork Rivers in Dent, Shannon, Texas, and Carter counties is home to more first magnitude springs, springs with a daily flow of over 65 million gallons, than anywhere else on Earth. On the Current River, about 4 miles downstream from ONSR headquarters in Van Buren, is the aptly named Big Spring, one of the world's largest, with an average daily flow of 286 million gallons. Needless to say, protection of the rivers and the surrounding resources, including the flora, fauna, and the fish, is a top priority for the National Park Service, according to Ozark National Scenic Riverways Park Superintendent Larry Johnson.
You know, there's silver and then there's sterling silver. There's parks and then there's national parks. And we're in that latter category. This is a fantastic place. And we understand the appeal. We understand the passion. We share it. We're working now on a roads and trails management plan for the park. We're making a lot of progress, and the idea being is we've got to identify, okay, what kind of experience are we going to provide? What can we do for our visitors? You know, we're charged with protecting the river, as we said, and when we have a recreational activity that's impactful, we really do need to change that or address that, and that's what this process, or part of what this process is about, as well as the roads that access the river, the crossings, and so forth. So our goal here really is to try to work past differences and recognize everybody's got to share. There's only so much of it to go around. Not everybody's going to get everything they want because we can't just use it up. We can't grow a new one. We can't create a new one. So our objective is to find that balance, find that pathway where we can still provide for public use but not kill the goose that lays the golden egg, if you will. And some folks sometimes forget that, I think.
On average, around 1.3 million visitors come to Ozark National Scenic Riverways annually, the majority for recreational floating in canoes, kayaks, or inner tubes. And Superintendent Larry Johnson says large numbers of visitors also use the confines of the park for camping, fishing, hiking, and hunting.
Yeah, hunting is permitted within the parameters of state law. So we work pretty closely with our partners in the Missouri Department of Conservation on that. Fishing, of course, is also permitted in the rivers, and we work with MDC on that as well. Equestrian use is pretty strong, a lot of horse use, particularly in the Upper Current and the Jack's Fork areas. We have several campgrounds up and down the river. Some of them are busier than others. Alley Spring Campground up near Eminence is usually pretty busy. It's a very popular spot, as you might imagine, given its proximity to some of the most scenic aspects of Ozark National Scenic Riverways. The Alley Mill, of course, is iconic. It looks like it's got about a coin flips chance, 50-50 chance of being on the America the Beautiful quarter in 2017. That the U.S. Mint has got going that series. And so I think the jury's still out on what design is going to be selected. But I know that the scene of our iconic Alley Mill is a strong contender.
The historic and iconic Alley Mill. It sits atop and is powered by Alley Spring. The original grist mill dates from the 1860s, but the present building with its three-story red barn-like look was built in 1894 by George Washington McCaskill and was equipped with steel rollers for grinding grain. Alley Spring's average daily flow into the Jack's Fork River west of Eminence is around 81 million gallons.
The theme for the National Park Service Centennial is Find Your Park, as you know. And so we really like to encourage folks to find their park and to find something they enjoy doing in their park that maybe they haven't experienced in the past.
Dina Mattison is the Public Information Officer for Ozark National Scenic Riverways and the National Park's Acting Chief of Interpretation.
As you know, part of the centennial goal is to create our next generation of park stewards and advocates. And so we hope to encourage that sort of pride and stewardship in helping take care of what is a really wonderful but also really wide spread out resource. And so as a part of that goal, we've developed a list of outdoor recreation workshops, and then we've started to add some other things to it. We've got things starting in April and programs that take us all the way to the end of December. So there'll be lots of opportunities to continue to share the word with folks, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to just share those on every evening program, at every regular program we do during the summer. The centennial is going to be a core piece of those so that folks understand what we're celebrating this year and then understand additional opportunities they have to enjoy our park. We've got some local community celebrations that are going to be a part of that. Historic communities along the river, such as Acres, Round Spring, and Eminence, are all going to join us in celebrations that celebrate the river and then also the local communities that grew up along the river. And then a couple of outdoor volunteerism days to try to encourage folks to come out and appreciate their park, but also to help take care of it.
It's kind of an exciting time for the agency.
Again, Ozark National Scenic Riverways National Park Superintendent Larry Johnson.
We're trying to just ensure that we offer events to the public that are couched in that centennial term so that folks understand it. But really the underlying principle of our centennial, of celebrating our centennial, is to ensure that we as the agency of the National Park Service stay relevant to people today. So often we see folks living in the digital world and not necessarily engaging in the natural or the real world. That concerns my peers and me, and we have to be cautious about that. We're a little worried that particularly our youth today aren't as outdoor oriented maybe as us old dogs were as we were growing up, you know, and we want to make sure they stay interested, that they can appreciate what this place is, because frankly, if we can't keep them engaged, if we can't keep them interested, all that we've done, all that the giants who've come before us have done, goodness knows, I mean, it'll be for nothing, because people won't support us anymore. They won't support their tax dollars going to this. They won't support their entrance fees going toward this. The stakes have never been higher.
For more information on Ozark National Scenic Riverways, its schedule of programs and events, and its celebration of the National Park Service Centennial, visit nps.gov/OZAR, where you'll also easily find area of interest links to your favorite outdoor activities. For the KSMU Sense of Community series in this centennial year of the National Park Service, I'm Mike Smith.